La SBS a lancé un processus de consultation du public avant la révision de sa grille des programmes radio. À partir du 14 novembre dernier, et ce jusqu'au 11 décembre prochain, les auditeurs, les différentes communautés et toutes les parties prenantes ont la chance d'apporter leur contribution à la mise en place de la nouvelle grille des programmes radio de la SBS dans les différentes langues. Ce processus fait suite à l'engagement pris par la SBS de réexaminer et réviser sa grille des programmes radio tous les 5 ans. Selon Mark Cummins, Content Manager à la SBS, la grille des programmes radio doit évoluer en fonction des besoins de la diversité culturelle et linguistique du pays. M. Cummins souligne que l'étude de la nouvelle programmation tiendra compte des critères permettant de redistribuer les heures dans les différentes langues.
These criteria are going to be used with the 2016 census data that will be released next year to determine which languages are provided by SBS radio services. So the way that those services will be delivered will be determined on the results of the census that we'll get, and then we'll take into account the changes in audience listening habits, but we'll also, of course, take into account the feedback that we get from this public consultation. We'll look through all of that and understand what the community is saying about what they want from SBS.
Et Monsieur Cummins espère avoir l'avis des pans de la communauté les plus larges possible.
After having run the process in 2012, we're pretty confident that communities and organizations in particular will understand what this process is about and how important it is to feed into it, because it really is a really important time for communities to let us understand what they need and what they want.
La dernière révision de la grille des émissions radio de la SBS avait eu lieu en 2012-2013 et c'était la révision la plus compréhensive des émissions radio de la SBS des 18 années écoulées. Cette révision avait permis d'introduire une nouvelle grille en 74 langues différentes, dont 6 nouvelles langues, 3 langues du continent asiatique, dont le malais, le mong et le pachto. Les 3 autres langues introduites en 2012-2013 sont des langues parlées sur le continent africain et ce sont le swahili, le dinka et le tigrinya. D'après Mark Cummins, l'introduction de ces nouvelles langues dans la grille des programmes de la SBS a marqué une évolution de taille.
Someone's language, it can be dinka, it can be tigrinya, it could be hmong. These languages that, or Kurdish for example, you know, languages in particular that don't have a country, a home country, and don't have a national broadcaster, the symbol value of us being able to do news information about life in Australia, but also news information about what's going on in the world, is a huge thing for communities to understand that my language counts. I have a place at the table of democracy.
Édouard Solo de la Fédération des communautés africaines d'Australie estime que l'inclusion des langues africaines à la programmation de la SBS a été significative. Selon lui, cela reflète l'inclusion, la participation et la cohésion sociale. Monsieur Solo ajoute que les langues permettent aux différents groupes d'avoir le sentiment qu'ils ont plus de pouvoir et de responsabilité.
Somebody to be much more involved and productive and contribute, you know, much more positively, then you must be able to empower them to be able to actually do for themselves what others profess to do for them. So I think that is a very significant step, and that's something that I commend.
Selon Carmen Guerra, présidente du Center for Multicultural Youth, la nouvelle grille introduite en 2012-2013 a marqué un grand pas en avant.
Because SBS is often the gateway for many of the new communities to engage with Australian society, so it has to be reflective and at the forefront of communicating with those communities, and particularly if it wants to communicate with young people, who constitute really the largest proportion of new arrivals, as in young, you know, under 30, under 40, you have to be utilizing digital platforms as well.
Elle ajoute que la SBS jouit de la bonne réputation d'être un véhicule pour l'intégration.
Engaging, speaking to young people, giving them a platform to talk to each other, but also to their own communities and elders and parents, is really important way of helping the community move into the Australian society. So I think that SBS can play a really important role in doing that.
Mark Cummins ajoute qu'il reconnaît l'importance de s'adresser à une plus grande audience, y compris les plus jeunes auditeurs.
Over this past 5 years, the changes that we've made at SBS Radio with regards to what platforms we're on, and that in for the most part, it's been really embracing digital platforms, social media in particular. And in doing that, we've found a whole new audience and a much younger audience who are happily now aware that we exist and are engaging with us on a day-to-day basis. So we are looking forward to hearing from those communities, and particularly those younger listeners who perhaps are not engaging with linear radio, but are engaging with us on our social media and digital platforms. So I think that's a really exciting part of what we're about to do.
Eddie Mikalev, président du Conseil des communautés ethniques du Victoria, s'engage à exhorter le public de se faire entendre pendant toute la phase des consultations. Il souligne que la SBS doit refléter la position et les besoins des diverses communautés.
I think it is good that the SBS has these reviews from time to time, and I also think there are, I won't put it in the terms of winners and losers, but some communities have to reflect the or accept the reality that their needs have to be balanced with the needs of newer and emerging communities, and those sort of issues need to be taken very much into account. So I'd say, look, even though there was some criticism of the last review, I think that reviews are very necessary from time to time.
Et Edouard Solo est certain que la communauté africaine souhaite elle aussi avoir un mot à dire pendant les consultations.
This is a very interesting and important subject to us as we consider designing programs that will help our people to settle, integrate better in the society and make meaningful contribution. We look forward to having a good number of African involvement and participation, being able to contribute to the best outcome for the consultation.
La SBS va diffuser des messages en anglais et dans les différentes langues pour tenir le public au courant du processus de consultation publique en cours. Les critères de sélection pour la nouvelle grille des programmes radio doivent être définis au mois de mars 2017. Et la nouvelle grille des programmes devrait entrer en vigueur vers la fin de l'année 2017. La version préliminaire des critères de sélection a été publiée le 14 novembre dernier sur le site sbs.com.au/feedback. Le public est prié de visiter ce site et d'y laisser avis et commentaires.